With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hurricane Beryl is hurtling across the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico on a collision course with Texas. It's currently a tropical storm, but it's forecast to regain hurricane status before nearing the coast later and making landfall the following day. A hurricane warning has been declared for a large stretch of the state's coastline from Corpus Christi to near an area south of Houston. National Hurricane Center specialist Eric Blake says as of yesterday, the weather should be going down here from there.
We're expecting a dangerous storm surge, 4 to 6 feet above ground as possible from Mesquite Bay, Texas to San Luis Pass, including Matagorda Bay. We're also expecting very heavy rainfall, 5 to 10 inches of rain, with localized amounts to 15. This can cause some flash flooding, especially across portions of the Texas Gulf Coast and eastern Texas.
Also at SRNNews.com, a visitor to Death Valley National Park has died from heat exposure, and another person's been hospitalized as the temperature there reached 128 degrees this weekend. Officials say the two visitors were a part of a group of six motorcyclists riding through the Badwater Basin area on Saturday.
Minimizing your exposure to the heat, but it's also making sure you're drinking plenty of water. We recommend drinking a gallon of water per person per day, having some extra water in your vehicle if it does break down. And if the off chance, you know, you get a flat tire, you're stuck along a road here, you know, try and get help. Wave down a passing vehicle.
A park ranger's advice on staying safe in the extreme heat. Making 9 months since the war in Gaza started, Israeli protesters blocked highways across the country, calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to step down and pushing for a ceasefire that could bring back hostages held by Hamas. Today's day of disruption started at 6:29 a.m. That's the moment that Hamas militants launched the very first rockets towards Israel on October 7th. More found, and this is SRN News, more at srnnews.com. A North Carolina school board gives up prayer. SRN's Michael Harrington.
After being threatened by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Robeson County school officials have decided to end their practice of opening their meetings with a prayer. The foundation's primary goal is to rid the public square of Christianity altogether, and it does so by sending demand letters to various small public organizations with the implication of legal action. Most local school boards and councils give in rather than go to court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal appeals court in New Orleans is taking another look at its own recent order requiring a Texas county to keep 8 books on public library shelves that deal with subjects including sex, gender identity, and racism. Llano County officials had removed 17 books from its shelves in 2021. A U.S. district judge ruled last year the books must be returned. On June 6, a divided 3-judge panel of the appeals court ruled that 8 of the books had been returned. This is SRN News. Israel is making medical preparations in case a new war with Lebanon begins. The latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
As rockets fired from Lebanon become more frequent and more lethal, Israeli officials are completing plans for bolstering the number of medical personnel available to fight a multi-front war. Lacking a sufficient number of doctors and other health professionals, a call has gone international for volunteers to come to the Jewish state for tours of duty ranging from 2 weeks to 1 month. Because a shortage of doctors existed even before the war against Hamas, efforts are in motion to recruit medical professionals who will be used to fill the gaps created where doctors have been mobilized. The nightmare scenario is fighting terror proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, on 3 fronts. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details on this story at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.